USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is downplaying concerns about imposing new tariffs on Mexico as he arrived in Ireland on Wednesday.
Mexico, look, the drugs that are coming in, the people that are coming in unchecked, they're swamping up, or they're coming up by the millions. Mexico can stop it. They have to stop it. Otherwise, we just won't be able to do business. It's a very simple thing. And I think they will stop it. I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
The president's threatening a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports, accusing the country of not doing enough to stem the flow of migrants and asylum seekers from Central America. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Normandy, France, for tomorrow's 75th anniversary of D-Day. The Allied invasion of Normandy led to the end of World War II. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire on my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hey, guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind. But the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A monthly snapshot of private sector job creation is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at it.
The ADP private payrolls jobs report indicating private sector job creation has seen a big slowdown in recent weeks. The report says only around 27,000 new private sector jobs were created in May, the lowest in this report since the economy started expanding after the jobs market hit bottom in March of 2010. The government's jobs reports out Friday covering non-farm payrolls across the private and public sectors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence is promising federal assistance to Oklahoma communities affected by storm and flood damage. Pence and his wife visited Tulsa on Tuesday to view storm damage and meet with flooding victims. The vice president also visited a community food bank in eastern Oklahoma. Pence's visit came after President Trump declared a major disaster in Tulsa this weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As the president wraps up his trip to Europe, how are folks abroad and folks even stateside for that matter viewing the trip for the president and the administration? Niall Gardner is the director of the Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. He tells Fox News this seems to have been a good trip for everyone involved.
I think actually overall the state visit was a great success. I think this has been one of the best overseas trips for President Trump, if not the best actually. And I think the meetings with the Queen, the royal family were absolutely tremendous. I think you have a U.S. president who is very pro-British. He is someone who has a deep affection for the British monarchy, for the royal family, for the British people. And that was demonstrated tremendously this week. There were some protests on the streets of London, quite small, a few thousand protesters actually. But I think the president was unfazed by those protests. And this was also, I think, in terms of policy, a very, very important visit as well, where President Trump advanced a clear agenda for moving forward on US-UK relations, especially with regard to a trade deal. And I think that overall, President Trump projected strong U.S. leadership. He emphasized the tremendous strength of the special relationship. I think it was a very, very good visit overall.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.